And joining me in the KRVS studios this afternoon are Carly Almlabar and Kevin Blanchard, both with the Lafayette City Government. Kevin is the Chief Development Officer for the city and parish, and here to talk about Plan Lafayette Week, which opened today, officially. Actually, Mayor Durrell made the announcement yesterday, and with the State of the Parish address today, it officially opened the Plan Lafayette Week, which will run through the 12th. I know y'all are both beaming, so you're really happy about the way it started up. And so many of the ticketed events are sold out or very nearly sold out.
The interest so far has been amazing, really. I mean, Carly and I have been dealing with this for the last year, 2 years, or Carly even longer than that. So sometimes we forget that, you know, there are other people out there that are excited about this too. So,
right. And
so
they're really responding great. This week
exactly.
Right. In force. Well, Carly, maybe just start off telling us how it opened, what went down with the announcement and the state of the address. And then we're going to go through the week and let people know what events are happening, which ones are still open and they can participate in. And as we go through that week, Kevin's going to talk about those four big ideas, mm-hmm. which will continue to be unrolled throughout the week. So how has it started off, Carly?
Well, last night at a City Parish Council meeting, City Parish President Joey Durrell proclaimed the week Plan Lafayette Week, which was really part, again, of just helping spread the word. We also wanted to make sure to give our councilmen an opportunity to hear about the week and also to recognize some of our committee members, some of our planning commissioners, and a lot of the volunteers and organizations that have put a lot of time into it. So it was a great way, and it just happened to fall, you know, right before we could start the activity, so it was great. And then, of course, today we had the annual State of the Parish Address, which we were at the head table, where the partner organizations that are helping put on the events we're going to talk about today. We did spend a little bit of time in his Mr. Durrell in his address did spend a little bit of time talking about the comprehensive plan, and I think challenging the audience to really participate and educate themselves and ensure the plan gets implemented. And so then tomorrow we head into our first big idea breakfast, as we're calling it, about re-envisioning natural resources. That's put on by LEDA, 7:30 at the Cajun Dome, and I believe that's one of our sold-out events. But we're really excited to be bringing in Dana Brown from New Orleans, who's an environmental planner and a great speaker, and then a panel of community leaders who are going to talk about beautification. So tomorrow should be a great event. We're very excited.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting when you said earlier you've really been a victim of your own success in getting the word out. But, of course, people catch that word in different places along the way, and there are people just now coming to consciousness about the plan.
Right.
And so it is still unfolding, and that exhortation by the mayor to become increasingly involved in what is still a draft plan. Is a very heartfelt thing, that if you're now just kind of beginning to realize that, yes, there's a plan, it's taking shape, that this is the week to really find out more about that. And you're giving people so many opportunities to find out about it. So, Kevin, let's talk about that first idea that will be unrolled, having to do with natural resources. How did that come to be one of the big ideas?
Well, you know, we live in a unique place, right? We are flat. You know, there are a lot of tidal, you know, movements and coulees and floodways and flood zones. And one of the big things that we're looking at in the not too distant future is that there will be more and more of the land in our parish will be in a floodway or a flood zone, difficult to develop in, sometimes impossible. So rather than just sort of turning our back on those areas and saying, you know, well, there's nothing we can do about it, there's an opportunity there if we plan it right, and that is that we can take those areas and make those into drainage and recreational projects. So a greenway or a park or a trail or something that is compatible with a floodway sort of designation. But A is going to add to our quality of life as a parish as a whole, and B will add, actually add some value to the land around it and make sure that we don't just sort of have parts of our parish that are never sort of enjoyed. One of the other tenets in here is that we keep doing the work of Bayou Vermilion District and making sure that they get the support they need and continue that move. Parks and Rec are a big thing here. You know, people are very excited about the horse farm, and they should be. But, you know, we really hope that that's not the sort of the end of the game, right? We would really like to see the horse farm just be the first in a network of new open spaces around the parish and around the city. And so that's a big opportunity here, and maybe do a master plan for parks where we can finally get our act together. You know, we've got a city millage that was passed in the 60s. There's no dedicated funding parish-wide for parks, and that's a shame. You know, that kind of shows that we need to reorient what our priorities are as a community and realize that that adds value for all of us. And then the last big thing here is, and this is going to be part of the panel discussion tomorrow, is I think that the business community is finally really coming to grips with the idea that, and this might be indelicate, but that we're not a very pretty town. You know, we're a pretty ugly town. You know, there's a lot of litter and illegal signs and trash and unmowed places, and that has a cumulative effect. You know, I mean, we've kind of gotten used to it. You look past it all the time, but really we need to make a push as a community and have some pride in sort of our appearance. And again, that'll make us feel better about the place we live, but it also means we'll be able to attract some folks who maybe have a little bit higher standards than what we've kind of grown used to in South Louisiana. So those are the big ideas in that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess, you know, we were talking a little bit about, I was asking about laissez-faire the last time, that is a part of our culture, and laissez-faire has created a kind of, you know, laissez-faire city planning, mm-hmm. and a sense of letting everyone kind of take care of their own little properties,
right.
and not thinking of the whole. But that, yes, it has a great effect. You know, when people come here looking for this wonderful place that's been described by the tourism department or just the myths that get, you know, put out there, they don't find it when they arrive.
They find mm-hmm. a lot of, you know, trash in the ditches, mm-hmm. and clutter and just basic chaos. Mm-hmm. So
that has an effect both on tourism, I mm-hmm. guess, and for people deciding to bring businesses here.
Sure, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I mean, you talk to business leaders who say if they have a prospect come in town, they might pick and choose areas of town that they'll mm-hmm. drive through based mm-hmm. on just what they know that person's going to be able to see. And that's mm-hmm. that's a problem, you know.
Yeah.
And it should be a problem just for us to live in a place like that. Mm-hmm. We should expect better from ourselves.
So that big idea really covers a wide variety of issues when you're talking about natural resources, everything from floodplains to litter, mm-hmm. Anything that involves just the way our environment looks.
Our outdoor environment,
mm-hmm.
right.
Mm-hmm. So a lot to talk about. Now, that's going to happen tomorrow, and mm-hmm. it is a sold-out event, you said.
Packed.
And tell us about the person who's going to be coming to speak.
Dana Brown mm-hmm. is I'm going to mess up. Do you know her title exactly?
I think she's a principal with her own firm, Dana okay. Brown mm-hmm. and Associates.
Mm-hmm. And she is an expert in the idea of green infrastructure. That's sort of one of the things I talked about, turning some of these floodways and flood zones and having best practices when it comes to stormwater management and how you can sort of coexist. You know, in Lafayette, we've traditionally we've had a coulee, we've cemented it in and put our backyard on it, you know, and she's here to tell us there are different ways to do this. You know, mm-hmm. you can approach it in different ways.
Mm-hmm. So it should be a very interesting talk tomorrow. And those of us who don't have tickets for that, certainly will have friends or people we know who attend and can spread the word about it.
And we're doing our best to get everything filmed and on YouTube and available and all the materials.
All right. And I know that your website, planlafayette.com, is up. I'm sure you'll have links from that page to where people can find out more about these talks that are going on.
Absolutely.
So that's the first big idea, re-envision natural resources, and that will be at a breakfast event tomorrow, Thursday. And then on Friday, reinvent the hub city. In some ways, that seems obvious. You know, we all know that phrase, hub city, but what does it encompass? What are they going to be addressing at that event?
Well, the idea is that we've got to sort of redefine what it means to be the hub city, you know, in the center of everything, and make ourselves in that sort of attractive place that people want to be. And not just want to visit, but want to come here and start a business and live and raise their family. And so, you know, one of the things we can do there, and it's part of the plan, is to support some reforms in our public school system, you know, and make sure that we're continuously improving there and doing everything that we can, because that's a huge asset in our community that can either detract from our value or add. LUS Fiber, you know, is this great asset that we have here that, if capitalized on the right way, can be a magnet, can attract, and can, you know, again, make us the center of the new economy. It was announced today, one of the one of the ideas is to grow our airport. You know, there are a lot of prospects that we that come and they see how booming our economy is. They see that we have a university. They like all those things, but at the end of the day, the airport's just not big enough, right? And so that's another way that we can, again, you know, attract the next generation of business.
So this is all going to be talked at tomorrow at Vermilionville. Is this sold out as well, or what?
We think there are still open spots.
Okay.
You can register from planlafayette.com. And this is hosted by LCVC. This is really exciting to me because LCVC is our convention and visitors mm-hmm, commission. Mm-hmm. And they're charged with doing things, supporting activities that are going to bring tourists to Lafayette. And so if you think about why they would want to invest in an event like this, it's because they believe that as Lafayette, as the core of the city, defines itself, that we will just attract more and more people to our community. We're going to be talking Friday, that Dr. Savoy is going to be on a panel with Joey Durrell, and Steve Oob is going to help moderate and frame the issue about all of these plans coming together, whether it's the university master plan, the Horse Farm Central Park plan, the comprehensive plan, the small area plan associated with the comprehensive plan, and how to leverage those to create a strong core. Oh, and I forgot downtown, a strong core in the city. So,
this sounds like the hub.
Exactly.
The four big ideas.
Exactly.
And it really sounds like the one to be at if you really kind of want to know how everything's coordinated together. So you can still get tickets mm-hmm. for this event. Do you call Vermilionville?
Actually, LCVC is managing the registration page. I believe that they have either an Eventbrite or one of those registration links set up, but you should be able to link to it from planlafayette.com. And if you have any problems, you can call our offices at 291-8300.
And that is a breakfast event as well. That's early in the morning.
Yes, king cake and coffee.
Oh, you just got a lot of people to call, probably. Now, those are some really big ideas, Kevin. You know, you're talking about different infrastructure, education, and the fiber that connects our houses. And this isn't just tourism. This is attracting people to stay here, people to come here, some to visit, some to create businesses. These are some main structures mm-hmm. That will determine the structure of the city. For years
absolutely,
to come.
And it's overall it's improving our place, mm-hmm. you know, making us a better place for all of those reasons.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
but so those deeper structures, not
absolutely.
Just the litter, not just that. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's really one of the most exciting ones because I think that it's the one that people can get right. That you know this idea that UL and the horse farm and that area of Bertrand are all starting to meld together, and in 20 years that's going to be a potentially a much more sort of attractive place, so some place with its own sort of character, almost a destination, you know, that's going to be there. I mean, those are all, you know, the horse farm is a regional driver of attention. So there's, you know, it's a lot of possibilities.
Okay, so that is on Friday morning at Vermilionville. Dr. Savoy, Mayor Durrell, and others will be on the panel discussing some of these major ideas about reinventing the hub city. And then we get to the weekend. There are some other open events, I believe. You're continuing to have some workshops. There's a workshop about water that's being sponsored, I think, by the League of Women Voters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then at Art Walk, what's happening there? What is that event, Carly?
Art Walk's going to be a great event. The 705 and the Daily Advertiser came together to host and sponsor an event at the Lafayette Science Museum. It's actually a preview of our forum exhibit that'll be on next Tuesday and Wednesday night. And in addition, they're getting together some jambalaya for folks. I mean, they're making it a fun Art Walk event. They'll also have, which is Mayor Durrell talked about in his State of the Parish today, a public art project for people to come and contribute to a really great visual they have with ideas and things that they want for the future of Lafayette. So we're really excited about it. We think it's going to be a great way to kind of infuse some energy again to make this planning exercise more real and fun to people.
You know, I've been saying for the last couple of years that when this all reaches to this point, I'd really like to have a party. And
this
that's
is
what
the party.
Saturday is going to be. This is the party.
Well said.
Well, and it is an open party. Of course, it is Art Walk. Anyone invited. It will take place at the Lafayette Science Museum, which has a lot of space, different floors, spaces people can flow through. So that's a good event to attend, mingle, network with people, and learn more about the Plan Lafayette Week. It's 5 until 8. And it starts at 5.
Yes.
Okay. So that's Saturday. And then on Monday, or is that Sunday? The 10th
it's
is Monday.
We're going to rest on Sunday.
Rest on Sunday.
That's right.
Thankfully for you all. Now, for some people, Monday just might be the most important event. I think that one is sold out. That one is not.
There's
still
space on Monday.
Okay.
Yeah.
That one is redefining government.
Refining government.
Refining government. And that is a lunch event.
Yes. We actually have a lunch session A and B because we're doing it at the top floor of the Iberia Bank building downtown. So we wanted to make sure we could get as many people in because this is we're bringing in a nationally known speaker, Chuck Barone, who has a blog called Strong Towns. And is all his message is really about helping cities and communities rethink their infrastructure spending in terms of return on investment. And I think it's fair to say his message is we don't have infinite money to build every road that we need to build to prevent every traffic jam that we want to prevent. I mean, Johnston Street is probably a long way away from moving really fast. So if that's the case, then what do we need to think about to change this, to change the way we think about spending our infrastructure dollars? Mm-hmm. And he's got a great message that I think is really going to put some of our comprehensive plan concepts into a new way of thinking for people.
Mm-hmm. Because his message really isn't the comprehensive plan. He's just coming to temper it, perhaps. But what are the points in refining government, Kevin, that people in the community have come up with?
I guess the big idea here and what Chuck is going to be speaking to is that when we have limited resources, let's put a return on investment tool to help making some of those decisions. There's always a cost to expanding into a new area. And so if you have $5 million of taxpayers' money to spend, where is the best place to spend that as far as what sort of return on investment do taxpayers get? Also going to talk about, and not at the lunch Monday, but some other things here are Unified Development Code. Right now we've got a series of different subdivision rules and zoning rules and regulations and utility rules, and sometimes they conflict. Oftentimes they don't make sense, which is bad for everybody. It's bad for neighborhoods that don't really like what's coming up next to them, and it's bad for developers who really just want to know what the rules are and follow those rules so they can have some predictability. So we've already started the process with a really great sub-consultant from Kansas City and with a steering committee of local folks to go through that and come up with one playbook that'll make sense, that'll be predictable, and that will make it so that we can build the sort of places we'd like to build. Right now, a place like River Ranch is technically not allowed. I mean, River Ranch was nicknamed Waiver Ranch by all the development staff because it was so out of the norm that they had to get a waiver for everything. Well, we think a place like River Ranch has value. We think that those concepts have value and that we should make it easier for people to do that sort of thing, not difficult. And then last is we've got to do a better job when it comes to making traffic decisions, not just based on roads, but based on policies and connectivity. There's always a lot of stress in a neighborhood when another neighborhood comes next to it. Nobody wants the neighborhoods to connect. But what we end up doing is everybody has to go one way and one way in, one way out. There's no back roads. There's no side roads. There's no shortcuts, right? And that leads to, Johnston Street and College Saloon and Barilla School. So people aren't satisfied with our current rules, so we need to figure out how can we promote those rules in a way that makes people comfortable. And so that's a big one.
Well, it sounds like a lot of consistency and common sense and making it easier to get this plan done in the years to come. So that is Refine Government, and there are tickets for
that
available.
There are tickets still available, and the Downtown Development Authority has done a great job, and really I encourage your listeners to go look up Chuck Marone. We're really lucky to have him come into Lafayette, and it's $15 to come hear him speak for a lunch. I mean, you can't get a better deal. Yeah. If you're going to eat lunch on Monday, you should be with us.
Well, and you get to hear more about these ideas that Kevin is presenting and talk with people about it and see what the possibilities are. So that's on Monday at 11. And actually, there are two sessions, you said.
11 and 12:15. And you can pick whichever one is more convenient.
All right. And then I see you have a few charrettes. And there's one on Monday evening at the MLK Center.
We always, part of the scope of the comprehensive plan was to do three small area plans to take some of the concepts that have been broader and about the parish as a whole and focus in on three areas. So Monday night we'll be doing that with the North Gateway, which is for, I'm sure most of your listeners are familiar with the Northgate Mall area. That's an approximation of where that is. So we'll be meeting with residents and property owners, business owners in the area. And if anyone is interested, feel free to call our offices and we can tell them, you know, how to get invited and all that sort of thing. And that's 291-8300. Because we're really looking for that. And the other two charrettes we'll talk about to work with the neighborhoods and hear what they're interested in for that area.
All right. And if people have not been busily writing down in their social calendars, all of these events, they can go to planlafayette.com and there is a calendar there and you can see all of the events and how to get more information about them. So then on Tuesday, and I'm going to tell people, my guests, if you're fascinated by what they're saying, Carly Almlabar and Kevin Blanchard are both with the Lafayette City Government. Kevin is the Chief Development Officer here talking about Plan Lafayette, which is the culmination of nearly 2 years of public meetings and lots of work on the part of everyone in the city. So on Tuesday, we come to the final big idea, and that is revitalize neighborhoods, which you kind of touched on with some of the other big ideas. But this one has its own category, and who's sponsoring this and who's going to be talking about the...
This is the Chamber of Commerce. Mm-hmm. They've chosen to take on this task. Revitalize neighborhoods is all about what it sounds like. You know, we've got core parts of our city that are in need of some attention, you know, and that I think are probably ripe for some redevelopment. And so one of the big problems we have in Lafayette, we've got almost 1,000 adjudicated properties in the parish. And that means that, you know, that's property that is basically off the market, that just sits fallow, that's vacant, and it really drains the neighborhood. And some neighborhoods are sort of have so many adjudicated properties that it's noticeable and it's a problem. And so the chamber has brought in Walter Mansour, who runs the Redevelopment Authority in Baton Rouge. A Redevelopment Authority has the ability to sort of, you know, take those properties, clear the title, put them back into commerce, maybe act as a developer. But it's a nonprofit developer who's there simply to say, what does this neighborhood need? You know, how do we pick this area back up, you know? And so the chamber has decided we need to have a conversation about that. You know, we've had a couple of attempts in the last few years, but we're going to keep that on the front burner and try to move forward to get that sort of tool here. That's going to be a lunch at City Club at 11. You know, they're still...
I believe there are still tickets available for that one as well.
Well, find out, because as you said, in many cases, there's just a handful of tickets left. So call the appropriate organizer and sponsor.
The Greater Lafayette Chamber of Commerce is managing the ticket sales, although, again, you can find a link on our website, planlafayette.com.
Okay. So that will be about revitalizing neighborhoods. Are there some other elements of that idea
really other big one that we need to pay attention to in the next few years is, you know, I-49. Is going to be coming at some point, and work is continuing to progress, you know, on the federal and state side. And so we need to be locally looking at those neighborhoods that are in that corridor and say, okay, you know, how are we best going to deal with this? You know, and so the North Gateway small area plan is very much in that vein. You know, this is an area that's going to have an interstate through the middle of it. So, you know, what do those neighborhoods need when it comes to any sort of rules or infrastructure projects, any sort of programs? Because we want to make sure that that 20, 30, 40 years from now, we can look back and say, we did this interstate project right. You know, that this is a model for the rest of the country.
And they're not taking care of the blight that we created.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, all of those ideas will be addressed at that luncheon, Revitalized Neighborhoods. And then you have a couple more charrettes, one at the First Baptist Church of Milton, I believe, that day.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then at the Light Center, there's going to be an event there. Tell us about that one.
Well, the Tuesday night at the Light Center and Wednesday during lunch at the ACA, those are our big community forum series final events. That's but what we've been leading up to for the last almost 2 years. So those will be where the four big ideas are unveiled with more action items, draft plan. People have an opportunity to talk with people like me and Kevin. The consultants will be there as well. Of course, we'll detail some information about how we got to where we are in the process and then give some opportunity for people to comment on what they like or don't like about the planning concepts that they see so far.
Do they need to reserve a space?
No, thank you. Those are open house events. Okay. On Tuesday night, like we said, we'll be at the Light Center from 5 to 8. Come for as long as you can. Stay as long as you want. And then on Wednesday, we'll be at the ACA from 11 to 2. Same thing. You can come on your lunch break and sneak in for a half an hour.
All right. And then there is a sold-out event, I think, at the Petroleum Club that night.
Yes, we may have one seat left. So if you're listening, we are going to end with a happy hour on the future of the Oil Center. The Oil Center is really at the core or at the center of a lot of these different planning activities. And, we wanted to have a conversation talking about the Oil Center is a targeted area in the plan, and we wanted to get into specifics about what does that mean for a place like the Oil Center and what are the next steps and what do they need to be aware of. And so we've gotten some great panelists that are going to have a discussion about that, and we thought that would be a great way to end the week.
Okay. And again, for all these events that if you're listening, you find yourself interested but you can't get in, you will have YouTube videos up and all of that information will be out for the public at some point.
As much as we can get online, okay. We will have it there.
All right. Well, this is Plan Lafayette Week. It goes through next week through the 12th, lots of events. Some are sold out. Many are open to the public. There's a great party during Art Week, Art Walk on Saturday, and then the wonderful open forums that will take place at the end of this week. Check out planlafayette.com for the calendar and to stay tuned for videos that may be available. And I guess I have to ask you, how are y'all holding up? I mean, this has been a lot of work for you. I know you're excited, but It certainly means a lot more work in the future.
You know, when you go through the calendar like this, it does seem a little daunting. But but honestly, you know, so many people have volunteered so many hours to get to this point, and all the great organizations that have pulled up. So it's really just going to be exciting that at this point, you know, we're able to finally share with people, you know, all the good work that we're going to be able to do as a community together over the next 20 years. And it's exciting stuff.
Well, we're looking forward to see how it unfolds. So thank you both for your work in it. Again, planlafayette.com for more information. Carly Almlabar and Kevin Blanchard. Thank you both.
Thanks for having us.